Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May the 18th, 1811, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published a notice issued by Brigadier General Stehelin, commander of the St. Anne's garrison. The Brigadier General informed the public that 12 soldiers lately arrived from Europe had deserted the garrison between the 22nd of April and the 12th of May. One of the deserters, named William Stevenson, was from the 63rd Regiment of Foot. He was described as an Englishman of 26 years of age, 5'3.5" tall, and very stout made. The other 11 deserters were all from the same regiment, the Royal York Rangers. The large number of deserters from that regiment was really not a surprise, because when the Royal York Rangers had been formed in 1807, it had been made up entirely of condemned men, mostly British and Irish, who had signed up to escape hanging. The deserters from the Royal York Rangers included 7 Irishmen, 2 Englishmen, a Welshman, and a Scotchman. They range in age from 20 to 40 years old. A description was provided for each man, including his age, height, color of hair and eyes, and other distinguishing features. For example, William Lynch, a 40-year-old Irishman who had deserted on May 7th, was described as follows. 5'7" high, dark hair, large mouth, brown complexion, pitted with the smallpox, talks through his nose, and stoops in walking. Matthew Adams, a 21-year-old Scotchman who deserted on May 10th, was described as, by trade a carpenter, slender made, sallow complexion, dark hair, hazel eyes, long visage. The commander of the garrison offered a reward of 20 shillings for each of the deserters who was returned to the guardhouse at the garrison. However, he warned, as it is probable these men may be employed in the country, notice is hereby given that if any person shall harbour, conceal, or assist any deserter from His Majesty's service, knowing him to be such, the person so offending shall forfeit, for every such offence, the sum of £20. This money would be divided equally between the informer, who led to the deserter's capture, and the other half to the man's commanding officer. Such was life in the British Army in Barbados in 1811.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.